Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, September the 1st, 2010. You know, for most of the country, September usually means cooler weather. Well, not really true for us here in Arizona. We'll be in triple digits again today, and as a matter of fact, triple digits can last even into October. You know, living here in Arizona, we have about 5 months of really hot weather, and after that, it's like living in paradise. People who visit during the hot time here have a hard time just going from the house to the car. The heat is just absolutely unbearable to them. Now, the opposite was true when we lived in Minnesota. When people visited during those long sub-zero seasons, being outdoors for only a minute or two was just brutal. Our environment affects us. People who live in dirty environments are more susceptible to sickness. People who live in a very cold climate develop a tolerance to the cold weather. People who live on the coast tend to eat more seafood. You know, when I lived in Minnesota, I had to adapt. I couldn't just walk outside in shorts and a t-shirt in January, like I can here in Arizona. The cold climate affected my life. And not only the geographical location, the climate, the cleanliness of your surroundings, but also your friends and acquaintances can affect you as well. Who do you like to hang out with? Are they positive people who are enthusiastic about life? Or are they Debbie Downers, you know, negative people who complain about everything? Plenty of people sit around with others and talk about how bad things are going in the world today. Then they take turns elaborating on how bad things are in their own lives. Those kinds of discussions never produce any real solutions. Have you ever noticed? Only more misery. And misery loves company. Now, when you're around negative people, you do have an opportunity to try to encourage them and help them. But you know, at some point, you need to realize that all that negativity is affecting you. And I'm very well aware that there are times when the people we work with are very negative. You may have to work side by side with them, but you don't have to go to lunch with them. You don't have to go out with them after work either. And there have even been some people, because of all the negativity at work, have sought out other employment so that they could work in a more positive environment. Now, you may even have relatives who are very negative and who always see the worst in everything. You can be loving and kind, you can try to help them, but you don't need to spend huge amounts of time with them either. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't believe that negative people have evil intentions. They're not purposely planning to hurt your life, but nevertheless, they can affect you and they can be dream stealers. A dream stealer takes away your confidence, your hope, and your drive to continue on the path to reach your dreams. The more you hang out with them and absorb their negativity, the more it affects your dreams, your vision, your goals, and aspirations, and it becomes much easier for doubts and worries to enter into your mind. I mean, after all, when your friends have obviously given up on their dreams, what makes you think you can obtain yours? You see what I mean? Now, I'm always ready and willing to help someone to take their eyes off of their current conditions so that they can look up, get up, and start moving forward. But I'm not going to just sit and listen to negative after negative for hour upon hour from someone who doesn't want to change. Gee, no wonder the Bible talks about not speaking things that tear down or bring down, but rather speak things that build up and encourage. So always have something kind and uplifting to say to others, and especially to yourself, and beware of the dream stealers. Well, that's it for this podcast. Hope you have a comment. If you do, go ahead and type it in down below. Remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. It's free. Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to become a subscriber. And if you do, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.